in that direction. He also said that he might be traveling to China to meet with Xi Jinping sometime next year.
The president also said Xi would come to the U.S. Democratic and Republican versions of a bill to keep the government funded past October 1st have failed in the Senate, leaving Minority Leader Chuck Schumer fuming.
We have only a week left. We're saying clearly, let's sit down, let's figure this out. But Republicans have now left town with no sign they want to avoid a shutdown.
The failure of the continuing resolution in the Senate does increase the chance of a partial shutdown. Tens of thousands of people are expected to travel to Glendale, Arizona this weekend to pay their respects to conservative activist Charlie Kirk. CBS's Andres Gutierrez says the president and vice president will speak at the memorial.
Turning Point USA, the organization Kirk founded, says more names will be announced leading up to the service. Now, State Farm Stadium can hold more than 60,000 people, but organizers are also opening an overflow venue next door at Desert Diamond Arena to help manage the large crowds they're expecting.
CBS News has seen a memo sent to state and local police that says federal law enforcement agencies are, quote, tracking several threats of unknown credibility against people planning to attend Sunday's tribute. The man prosecutors say spent weeks plotting to kill President Trump a year ago at his country club in West Palm Beach is preparing to present his defense on this, the seventh day of his trial.
Ryan Ruth is representing himself. He's expected to present his own witnesses. Last September, Secret Service agents fired at Ruth as he was allegedly hiding in bushes and pointing a rifle at Trump at his West Palm Beach golf course. While cross-examining an investigator, Ruth said he never fired a shot and had no intention of shooting Trump. His daughter, Sarah, has been attending the trial every day.
He's never wronged anybody. He's always been devoted to helping other people, and he doesn't understand why there's not more support.
If convicted, Ruth could face life in prison. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Estonia says three Russian fighter jets entered its airspace without permission today in an incursion that lasted 12 minutes. It's the fifth time this year Russia has violated Estonian airspace. The Dow is up about 0.3% at this hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Recreation options are opening up on the Root River in Racine. A state grant of just over $20,000 is going to the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network. They'll use the money to design new canoe and kayak access points at Horlick Park. An earlier count could be coming. A new set of bills in Madison are aimed at changing election rules in Wisconsin. Supporters say they focus on allowing earlier processing of absentee ballots. Lawmakers say they want to give poll workers more time, ban fixing mistakes on ballots, and create new post-election audits. The governor says he backs early ballot processing, but wants to avoid anything that undermines trust in elections. Lake Michigan will be rough starting tonight. Strong currents and waves of up to 5 feet are expected. The National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement for Racine, Milwaukee, and areas to the north through tomorrow afternoon. Kenosha is not in the alert area. Officials urge swimmers to stay out of the lake and to avoid piers and breakwalls. Microsoft will open their first Racine County data center early next year, featuring what they call the world's most powerful supercomputer. The now $7 billion Racine County project will create 400 permanent jobs. And Racine hosts its final Island Park Beer Garden tonight. Tomorrow, it's the free Party on the Pavement Festival. Now in its 22nd year, the Party on the Pavement spans 12 blocks downtown with music, food, and more. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers head to Cleveland tomorrow to play the Browns Sunday at noon. Now, yesterday, Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury and had to undergo testing. Head coach Matt LaFleur at today's press conference on what happened to their leading tight end.
He was practicing and got hurt. So it's unfortunate. It is what it is. I don't think it'll be long term. So that's a positive.
Is IR a possibility?
I don't believe so.
College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
More clouds moving in with chances for showers early this evening and rain and thunderstorms ramping up overnight. Early tomorrow morning, some of those still linger. Scattered shower chances continue on and off with more storms and heavy rain expected later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic if the music is groovy and makes you feel happy like an old time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Well, it's hard to believe, but Christmas is really just around the corner. Christmas comes loaded with so many flavors and smells, and one of the most popular being the Timeless Candy Cane. It's a nearly perfect holiday treat. You can hang it on a tree, give it in a card, keep one in your backpack for a quick breath freshener, or chomp on one for some quick energy. The smell alone is iconic and mood boosting. Is there any way to make it more perfect? Apparently, yes. And it's three words. Mac and cheese. For about $9, you can buy a half dozen mac and cheese candy canes. Sounds like the perfect stocking stuffer for your six-year-old or your six-year-old at heart.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
the two of us, strangers in many ways. We've got a lifetime to share, so much to say, and as we go from day to day, the two of us, strangers in many ways. Let's take a lifetime to say, I knew you well, for only time will tell us so.
Timeless Hits, The Carpenters, For All We Know on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I hope you have your calendar marked for Tuesday, September 30th. It's an event that's going to take place at Fountain Hills Banquet Hall. It's the Racine County Eyes Aging Well Expo. So if you have somebody in your life, an aging family member that you're caring for, you're going to want to be at the Aging Well Expo on Tuesday, September 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. Lots of vendors are going to be there. They're going to help seniors and their families navigate the services available to help seniors stay active and healthy. And if you want more information about it, check it out at RacineCountyEye.com.
Today's big deal of the day. The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Discover your fall wardrobe, kitchen gadgets for fun recipes, and vintage gems to add some seasonal charm to your home. Every one-of-a-kind find has a story just waiting for its next chapter. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for tickets and showtimes.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest Dash terms.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
It's Neil Sedaka from 1959 and Oh Carol on WRJN. Was there actually a Carol? Yes, there was. It was Neil Sedaka's high school sweetheart, Carol Klein. Carol Klein went on to become future music icon Carol King, and he wrote the song as a tribute to his young love for her.
The stars won't come out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize. Oh,
Candida,
in my dreams. The future is bright, the gypsy told me so last night. Said she saw our children playing in the sunshine. And there was you and I in a house, baby, no lie. And oh, yours, and they were mine. Whoa!
is fresh and clean.
Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead ya. I promise life will be sweeter,
and it says so in my dream. Who am I? Just an ordinary guy. You know I'm trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, my
Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better.
Well, the air is fresh and clean.
And timeless hits on WRJN, where you can be in the know with WRJN's weekly newsletter. From headlines to hometown business spotlights and behind-the-scenes looks at our shows, it's your one-stop update. You can sign up for free at WRJN.com. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The massive new Microsoft data center expansion in Mount Pleasant will use millions of gallons of water a year, but it could be more. The company said yesterday they're doubling their spending in Racine County with a now $7 billion data center project. It's expected to open the first phase next year, using more than 2.8 million gallons of water annually from Lake Michigan. Microsoft says they've designed a system that recycles most of the water. The second data center will be similar in size and is expected to open in 2 years. Microsoft says they're promising to balance any fossil fuel electricity used with clean energy projects, including a major solar farm. People in the area will have better access to the Root River thanks to new state funding. The Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network got a $20,000 state grant to design improvements at Horlick Park for access for canoes and kayaks. The project is one of 35 across Wisconsin getting grants during Coastal Awareness Month.
State leaders say the goal is to expand public access, protect waterways, and support local communities along the Great Lakes. Big waves and dangerous currents are expected along the Lake Michigan shoreline from late tonight through tomorrow afternoon. A beach hazards statement will be in effect for Racine, Milwaukee, and just to the north. Kenosha County isn't included in the alert. Waves could reach 3 to 5 feet, creating life-threatening conditions for swimmers. Officials are urging people to stay out of the water and to avoid piers and breakwalls. And given the population, it's kind of a surprise this hasn't happened before. The inaugural Kenosha Italian Fest will take place this weekend at Celebration Place on Kenosha's lakefront. The event is meant to celebrate Italian heritage with live music, food, cooking demos, cultural displays, and a parade through downtown. The festival will feature a Sunday outdoor mass and a Venetian night boat parade with fireworks Saturday night. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001.
WRJN weather. More clouds moving in with chances for showers early this evening and rain and thunderstorms ramping up overnight. Early tomorrow morning, some of those still linger. And scattered shower chances continue on and off, with more storms and heavy rain expected later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
WRJN. How sweet it is to be loved. Stand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
All right, Diane Carlson is here. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. And Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Well, downtown is buzzing. You can practically feel it. Because possibly everyone in town will be downtown on Saturday for Party on the Pavement. From noon to 7, it is the place to be. While you're down there, please take some time to visit Sweatshop Movement's Street Jams Battle. Sweatshop Movement is a dance studio in Racine, and they're presenting their 7th Street Jams Battle at Party on the Pavement. You can find them on the corner of Wisconsin Avenue and 6th Street. This is going to be a national dance competition with cash prizes and a chance to appreciate the caliber of talent being developed right here in Racine. For the Street Jams Battle portion, registration starts at 3 p.m. The battles start at 4 p.m. Earlier in the day, they will feature youth trios in competition. Trios from throughout the state will be competing beginning at 2. The Street Jams Battles are part of the overall Sweat Fest day, so it'll feature additional performances from the award-winning Sweatshop Movement Studios. Sweatshop Movement, great place to stop in, take a breather, check out the dance and the music that's going on. Downtown, of course, is home to so many great arts organizations. So while you're enjoying Party on the Pavement, visit as many as you can and then make plans to come back and experience the rest. Artist Gallery, Northern Lights Gallery, Plum Gold and Plum Silver, Art Metal Studio, Racine Art Museum, Over Our Head Players at 6th Street Theater, Hotel Verdant, Vintage and Modern Books, Unraveled Creative Studio, Black Hand Gallery, OS Projects, Photographic Design and Gallery, Verite Studios, Racine Video Productions, and Hot Shop Glass all call downtown home. That is a great list. And there's many fine culinary artists downtown as well, of course. At Party on the Pavement, there's going to be so much live music to enjoy, and it all combines to offer not only the party of the year, but a sampler platter of the Racine art scene. So I hope to see you down there.
And if we want more information, I'm sure that's on your calendar.
It is on our calendar, although everybody offering so many great activities, you almost have to just immerse yourself and check it all out.
All right, RacineArtsCouncil.org is the website. And if you just walk up and down Main Street and 6th Street especially, I mean, you're gonna hit pretty much everything arts related along those two streets.
Those two streets at Party on the Pavement and really every day.
Every day, down there.
On a Friday, you're going to see a whole lot of stuff to enjoy.
All right, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, thank you. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
I'll give you diamonds bright.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, where you can step back to the golden age of music with Music of the Stars Sunday mornings at 7 on WRJN. Lou Regani spins classics from the legends who came before rock and roll. Legends like Frank Sinatra, Glenn Miller, and more. It's all woven in with stories and themes you won't want to miss. It's Music of the Stars Sunday mornings 7 till noon on WRJN.
Out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah. Said I'm a believer.
I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading, make it with you. I really think that we could make it good. No, you don't know me well, and every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong.
make it with you. I really think that we could make it, baby.
It's Bread. Make it with you on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We are a little over an hour away from today's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today we're going to feature the class of 1964. We're also going to recap some of the big stories and memories of our featured year. So be listening just after the 5 p.m. news on WRJN.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their chocolate pecan kringle. This chocolate lover's dream has a filling of rich chocolate blended with fancy grade A pecans. It's topped with chocolate frosting and more crunchy pecan pieces. Do get one this week. Also featured, pumpkin pie slices. They're silky smooth, perfect spice, and by the slice price. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Be one of the first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates at the Brewers game on Saturday, September 27th to collect a one-of-a-kind Brewers tumbler, courtesy of Quick Trip. Grab your seats today at brewers.com/giveaways.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Shine for me anymore, and this diamond ring doesn't mean what it did before. So if you
8 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Then, do you yawn after someone else does? It's contagious, right? I've got some interesting news about that coming up, too, on WRJN.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Whisper a little. dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Vaccine advisors chosen by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have just decided against recommending COVID-19 vaccines for all Americans. Until now, the vaccinations had been routinely provided to just about anyone who wanted one. In a split decision, however, the committee did vote against requiring a prescription for the COVID-19 shot. Authorities used chemical agents and more on dozens of protesters who blocked vehicles from entering or leaving an ICE facility in suburban Chicago this morning. CBS News Chicago reporter Darius Johnson was there.
The ICE agents were outnumbered at that point by the protesters on the ground. That's when ICE agents on the roof started to shoot off those pepper bullets, those rubber bullets, and those on the ground out here started to throw off that tear gas to try to disperse the crowd at that point.
Evanston Mayor Daniel Bliss was among those who were gassed.
Not only did they come with weapons and violent show of force and drive a van into us, but then they tear gassed us. And I have to tell you, it was terrifying. It was impossible to breathe and really, really scary.